What's good, everybody? Let's get this show on the road today. If you had a chance to check out the video I published Monday, it talked about a tool that will help you get more clients. It talked about a tool that will help you rank articles to get more clients. And people are like, well, what do articles have to do with me as a content creator? I make videos. I take photos. Like, why should I be writing articles? And I want to explain today in this video why you should be writing articles for your website and what they do for your website. Now, listen, I'm not going to go into super deep detail because I cover it over on Flashroom Academy in stage three or module three. I cover it. We talk about it. We go into deep detail. We tell you how to do it, why to do it, and everything. So today, I'm going to answer really a burning question that all content creators ask, and that is, where are the clients? How do I get more clients? We're going to talk about that, but first, let's roll the intro to the podcast so you know where you're at. Let's do it. There's some things you got to know, and we're going to get you right. Sit tight.
You're listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up, because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
All right, if this is your first time on this channel, Flash Film Academy is about understanding the business side of content creation. We teach content creators, photographers, videographers, filmmakers how to grow their business. Go somewhere else to learn how to take pretty pictures, to learn how to use sliders and gimbals and all of that. When you're ready to learn how to get jobs so that you can buy all that gear they're selling you, this is the channel you subscribe to. If you're not subscribed, if you're not following, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you hit the follow button. And go ahead in the comments, tell me where you're from. I would love to know where you're from. We got OKC in the house as we move forward. Let me know where you're from. That's what I want to know. And I'll shout you out if I see some crazy spots. But let's talk about a few things, right? Where are the clients at? And how does this help me? I want you to think about this. I want you to think about all of the service industries around you, right? I want you to think about plumbers. I want you to think about mechanics. I want you to think about the guy to come fix your washer and dryer, right? You offer a service in the form of a product. So what's great about what we do is we can kind of come at it from the service angle or the product angle, mostly the service angle, right? So all of these companies, they never come knock on your door asking you, do you need your washing machine fixed? They never run up on you. For some reasons, we like to think that we as a photographer or videographer, we're going to just know when somebody need our services and we're going to have the ability to run up on them. Like there's just one place I can send you to go get clients. Like there's just one spot you can hang out to book client after client. Now there are a few tricks in the game and my members over in the Flash Film Academy side, they know about them because we talk about them all the time when we meet every week. But what you're failing to understand in this hard thing we like to call business is understanding the customer buying process. Understanding the customer buying process is the most important part of you getting clients. If you don't understand it, you won't know how to approach people, when to approach people, why to approach people. You won't know how to build your website to capture people that are in this buying process. So today, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to explain how an app that writes articles that automatically rank will help you. All right. So first things first, let's go into the buying. We're going to keep it short and sweet. Let's go into the buying process because a lot of people don't understand that every time they buy something, they do this. And step number one is you realize that something is wrong. You realize that you have a need. Something is wrong. My washing machine is not working. My dryer is not working. My product is not selling. I got an event coming up and I would like to market that event. I would like to capture that event. I got a company and our training is bad. We need training videos. Our social media is not making it. The first thing you do is realize you have a problem. This is where you need to be meeting your clients, because stage two is the information search. Next stage is them going on Google, them looking, trying to figure out, how can I solve this problem? That's why WebMD is so big at funneling people to doctors, because it's catching people once they realize I'm having symptoms. WebMD is not just there to, you know, answer your questions. It's there to funnel you to drug companies and doctors. It's there to funnel you to doctors so you can ask them about the drugs that WebMD said, hey, these may solve those symptoms or problems. And drug companies and doctors pay top dollar to be in front of people who understand they have a problem and they're researching that problem. Very important that as a business owner, you start to think about that. Let's go to number three. Three is you're looking for alternatives. You're looking for ways to fix it. That's where WebMD come in. You're looking for ways to fix the problem that you have. What can I do to fix the problem? Five is you complete the purchase. Six is post-purchase evaluation, going back, leaving reviews, right? A lot of you guys are trying to capture your business in stage five or stage four, the purchasing decision. That's too late. A lot of you guys want to meet a client who already did, who realized they got a problem. They already did the research. They already look at alternatives, and boom, they pop up and they hire you. Well, how can they hire you if there was nothing to research about you? If you didn't offer any alternatives to what they thought they were going to do, how can they hire you? Why would they hire you? Why? How can they find you? How can they know to work with you? Why would they know to work with you? Why would they see value with your company or your brand? Why would they spend top dollar choosing you? How do they know you can properly solve their problem? How do they know you have a history of solving these problems and you can tell them about the income, the output of you working with you? How do they know these things if you have not built your brand to be in the places they look? Your brand should be in stage one, two, three, so that you can be in stage four. A lot of you guys are rolling out of bed with a camera thinking that you're going to automatically meet clients in stage four, where you are not around stage one through three. You were not around on those stages. You did not exist. But you think all of a sudden you're going to pop up in stage four and be their go-to guy that they're ready to drop a bag on. It don't work like that. It's never worked like that with you. It's not going to work like that, especially selling something that is not tangible to a client who never heard of you. Why would they spend $10,000? I'm giving you the game for free. The companies that make six, five figures a job have mastered every portion of this process. They've mastered every portion of this process with their company and their ability. This goes for whatever you're selling. They don't got to be camera gear. This goes for anything that you're selling. So again, it takes me back to an application that writes articles to help you rank. Well, Ty, what should those articles be about so that I can get my clients' attention? Let's go back to the big board here again. Number one, those articles could be about recognizing that you have a problem. Recognizing that there is a major issue with something in your business right now. Again, I punch you in the throat all day, but this is why niche is important, because problems are different for different customers. If I want corporate event photography and I want video for my wedding, those are two completely different problems. If I wanted corporate event photography and wedding photography, those are two completely different problems. So how can I create a brand that speaks to one of those people? By niching down. If you're not a member at Flashroom Academy, these are the things that you're missing. Things you don't know, you don't know. So again, let's go back to the big board again. I am, first of all, writing articles to address the need to, I want to reach them when they recognize they have a problem. And if I can write articles to reach you in stage one, I got you for the rest of the journey. That means the information you seek will come from me. The alternative ending that you want will come from me. The purchase decision will come from me, and you will complete the purchase with me and then give me a post-purchase evaluation. Do it make sense? Are y'all picking up what I'm putting down? Business is not hard. You just have to change how you think about it. You have to change your thought process. You have to learn and realize there's things that you don't know, you don't know. You're not going to figure this out at home alone. You're not going to figure this out on most YouTube videos, because most of the guys that are here to create content for you are here to get brand deals and sell you gear. They're not here to help you understand business, because they don't understand business. This is not what they do. They make videos. They get views and likes and shares. No disrespect to them. None at all. But you have to understand where you're getting your information from and why it's so important to join a like-minded group to help you grow your business. This is why you got to be around other real business owners and not people who just want to get the bag. This is why you got to be around those who appreciate the grind, who are open to learning and expanding what they know so that they can grow their business. That is why this is so important. Let's go back to it, because I want to keep punching you in the throat while you're grabbing your neck. I want to keep punching you in the throat. I want to treat you like that Popeye's biscuit with nothing to drink right now. Let's talk about stage three. We should be writing articles to meet you in stage three. You may not meet the client in stage one. You may meet the client in stage one, two, or three. We need to put out articles to rank in stages one, two, or three. We need to be putting out articles to rank in those stages. It's easy to look up where clients ask questions. In fact, in the goal side, this Wednesday, we're going to talk about where to find exactly what people are searching for. We're going to talk about how and where to understand what questions people are asking so that we can write articles to answer those questions. And when we write articles to answer those questions, we have then moved somebody that's looking for an alternative solution to a purchasing decision. We grabbing people out of the information search and we're walking them down the path of our company. That's why you see a whole lot of articles about what's the top 10 washers and dryers available. What washer and dryer break the least? That's why you see articles on what's the number one car for resale value, or what's the best sports car. You see a lot of articles like that. Every single article you read are designed to catch you in one of these three stages, so that when you get to stage four, they have pushed you in the direction they want to push you, because you read somewhere that this is a good car and this is not. This is a good washer, this is not. This is a good camera, this is not. This is a great lens, this is not. It's all designed to help you make a purchasing decision. And if you're not, I'm sorry, but if you're growing your business and you're not intelligent enough to get to your client in these stages, it's going to be very difficult for you to pop up in stage three and say, hey, people, before you make that purchase, come see me. Them folks been researching that for the longest. They've been looking at that for the longest. Where you come from? The only people you're going to get are the cheap people who did the research and realized they can't afford it. They don't have the money to spend to be great, to get it done right. That's the only people you're going to get. And that's why you think the market is saturated. That's why you think people are cheap and don't want to spend money, because you have not given them anything to learn about. They can't research their problem and realize that your brand is the best at solving that problem. My website, I'm going to keep going back to it. My website pops up in stage two. My website is designed for information search so that I can walk you through the rest of the process from my website. If you got a website and you never thought about that, that's probably why your website is not effective. That's probably why your bounce rate is high. People land on your stuff and they leave because you never thought about who is my target audience, what are they looking for, and what problems should I be solving for them? When you solve people's problems, that's when you make the money. I can't stop you on the street and convince you that you got a problem that's worth $5,000 and you didn't know it last week. I can't convince you to spend top dollar on something that you don't believe is a problem. But if you're bleeding out, if you're hurting, I got the place for you because I'm the place you've researched when you came looking for a solution. Now I'm the problem solver. I'm the cinematic solution provider. That's why education will always be over entertainment. If you understand this, every verbiage and wording from your brand will speak directly to your client. Everything about how you present yourself will be designed to catch people in this stage, but you got to understand who your target audience is. You got to know your niche. You got to know what problems you solve well, and you got to have proof that you solve those problems. And now that you have those things, we got to get in front of the people who are asking about these problems, who are researching these issues, who need help. That is how you become consistent at landing clients in this industry. That is how you continue to grow your business. That is how you keep getting clients every single week. That is how you go from part-time or a hustle to full-time, to paying bills with this thing, to doing more than paying bills, to buying the cars that you want, and living the life that you want with this camera. If you understand this, the clients will come to you. If you don't understand this, you will be lost in the sauce, hoping that you find clients that just so happen to land on your doorstep. Keep in mind, I'm going to go back to it again. If they land on your doorstep, they've done some research. They just can't afford the solution. So they're looking for the cheap guy to bail them out. And that's where you come in, Mr. Half-Ass Photographer or Videographer. That's where you play a role. Because they realize it takes a team to solve the problem that they have, but they don't got money like that. Or it's not really that much of a problem or something they don't want to throw money at. So that's where you come in, Mr. Best Buy Shopper for his camera. Mr. Guy who think that they can go to a shoot with one camera bag. That's where you come in, Mr. I've been watching YouTube and now I got 10 lenses for jobs I don't even do. Or I'm shooting in 4K and my client is telling you we need to post on TikTok. Or we need to post on our website and we need footage to load quickly so 4K don't matter. Mr. I've been listening to gurus and now I spent $5,000 on a camera body and I can't make $5,000 with it. I'm shooting 4K but ain't making 4K because I'm listening to people on the internet that's zooming into 400% of their image to tell me why one camera is better than the other. And your client don't give a damn about that. Your client want to make money or solve a problem to help them make money. You keep listening to all these gurus just telling you to buy all this stuff. Go to NAB in Vegas, big camera conference. When you go to NAB in Vegas, I want you to look at who's on the wall, who's taking pictures and who's the guys that's on the wall with these camera companies that's being brought in to help them sell cameras to people who think quality is going to help you get money. Cameras should not be your greatest investment. This should be your greatest investment. If you spent more money in camera gear than this, that's probably why you got more camera gear than clients. That's probably why the only 4K you getting is on the screen. They got you out here filming in 4K and you can't even look at it because your monitor ain't 4K. You editing 4K and 8K and 6K footage and you can't even see it. But you thought that was going to bring you more clients. You got to wake up. You got to realize that business is how you grow in this industry. All you guys out there that buy all this gear and you don't have clients, you're the guys I hire to work for me. You get a portion. I get the bag. Talent is great. It's pointless without understanding business. We see singers who can sing their heart out every single day, dead broke. And they on stage twice a week for 40 years and they broke. But the guy who signed them to the contract, the guy who was smart enough to understand the business of the industry, is filthy rich. He got a driveway full of Bentleys. Filthy rich. So you have to, you, and that's right, Creighton, you said, describing the people that I hire for my company, you have to realize that business is the most important aspect of this company, of this industry. It's not the art. If you're stuck on being an artist, you're not going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it to your mama's living room. Your mama going to love your stuff. She going to post your pictures. You're going to share it. You're going to be mad because people not sharing your stuff. It don't make nobody money. All these businesses and companies that you drive past every day got Snapchat, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and they need to post to them to make money. They make a return off the investment of content. They make a return off investing in content. That means they got money to spend to create content. Your friends who want to hire you for a birthday party, they don't. They just want pictures. And their wanting of a picture only goes so far price-wise. They want it, but they don't want it that bad. The companies around you, they can make 6, 7, 8 figures off the right content. So that means you can charge them what you want. But you have to understand how those businesses work and how to present yourself so that they can hire you. So I'm gonna punch you in the throat with the graphic one more time. You have to realize the importance. You have to realize the importance of catching people in the buying process. I've given you an app that allow you to do it with one click of a button. That app is Neuron Writer. Go to flashfilmacademy.com, click on tie list. You will see it there. If you go to flashfilmacademy.com, it's posted there. I'm giving you the game. It's up to you on what you do with it. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to the members for less than what it costs for your cheapest lens for the whole year. For the price of your cheapest lens, you can learn how to buy all the glass you want. The problem is not that the information isn't available. The problem is that you haven't hit the switch to value business over gear. You think you're just going to hope and buy gear and Walmart is going to call you and hire you to do a $50,000 job. That's what you think. You think one day you'll get it. You think somehow you're going to meet a guy at a networking event where everybody there need help and he going to hire you for a $20,000 job. Meanwhile, I'm over here working with Google and Verizon and Samsung and Toyota and Raising Cane. I'm working with those companies consistently. I'm their preferred vendor. Everybody in a company that needs photography or videography, click a button in their database and my company come up. They don't even discuss price. Whatever the price is listed in their system, they pay it because it's already been approved and it ain't cheap. Because it don't have to be, because we specialize in what we do and we are the best at it. And we've been working with that client since 2012. It's easy when you understand business. And those who want to understand business have success. Those who want to be an artist, they just be an artist. I don't mean you're going to make money. Those who want to be an artist are just artists. Good luck. I want to be an owner. I don't want to be a player. Players' careers are short. Short. They make millions. Owners make billions year over year over year. They pass their team down to their kids, and their kids continue to make billions year over year over year. Players play an average of 4 years in the NFL and leave in a wheelchair. I want to be the owner. You notice they never publicize what owners make, but every player Every time a player signs a contract, it's on the front page of everything because they want more players. They want to glorify you being a player. He got $20 million over 2 years. Got your kids out here getting concussions for $20 million. Where the owner is sitting in the suite, he ain't been tackled yet. He ain't even dirty. He not even sweating. Making billions. He make more off parking than they make off tackling people. But that's a little too deep for some of y'all. We ain't going to go that deep. We'll say that for the gold members. Listen, if you're not a member, consider joining. Consider joining, being a member. You can download our app at the App Store. If you want to, go ahead and do it. Everybody that's listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, all my podcasters, if you listen on YouTube Podcasts, go ahead and hit that like button. And, you know, in the comments, let me know where you're having problems growing your business. Post them in the comments. We're going to get to them. We may do a video where we're talking about it. It's very important. One last time. There you go. It's very important that you understand the buying process. Very important. Number one is people realize they got a problem. It's a need. They recognize their need. Number two is they search for information about their problem. Hey, why is my knee hurting? Hey, why is my dryer making noises? Hey, why don't my car start? Hey, why are my windshield wipers not cleaning? Number three is alternative evaluation. They're looking at ways to fix the problem. They're looking at ways, how can I fix my knee pain? Oh, they got windshield wipers. I may need new windshield wipers. Well, what are the best windshield wipers? Number four is a purchase decision. Well, which windshield wiper should I go with? It's three of them I see. Oh, this is by Rain-X. This one's great. Number five is they complete the purchase. They pull the trigger on it. They go get it. Number six is they talk about how great this purchase has been for them. Hey, yesterday I couldn't see out my windshield. Today I can see perfectly because I purchased these windshield wipers. We need to catch them the moment they recognize they have a problem. People don't know they need video. They don't know they need photo. They do know that their training sucks. They do know that, you know, they want to promote this event. They do know that they have a problem that they want to put, I mean, a product that they want to put on Amazon. They know these things. When they go looking for ways to solve this problem, you should be there. Not saying, hey, we got video, but you should be there saying, you got this problem? Let me tell you how to fix it. Because that's what they're searching for. They're not searching for John Smith photography. They're searching for how do I sell more products on Amazon? Better images should be there. You want to sell more products on Amazon? You need to have better images. You want better images? You need to hire us. You want to hire us? Click on this link below. You click on that link below, you bought it, cool. Now leave us a review as to how this image help you sell more products. And then I'm going to take that feedback and I'm going to move it to the front of the list. So when somebody else who have this problem come across this, they have video proof that this is what we do and we're the best at it. That's why we cost so much. Look at what we've done for other people who are in your situation. We can do this for you. A lot of y'all get testimonials and don't know why. I like it. It was good. I work with them. We have fun. Your testimonials don't talk to nobody. They don't speak to nobody because you don't have a target audience. You're not solving a problem. You're just there to shoot video. It is what it is. The more you know, the more you grow. And it's important that you start to realize the importance of understanding the business. Real quick before we slide out. We're giving stuff away for free. Capture and Convert Kit, 5 courses, 2 eBooks, help you understand what you're not understanding. Because really, it's just a matter of helping you learn and helping you know what you don't know. That's the part of business. That's the part we got to spark in your mind. It's helping you realize there is so much more to this that you don't understand. And if you take time to understand it, a lot of things you see in business will start to make sense. You'll understand why companies are doing what they're doing. All right. So it's a method to the madness. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm gonna punch you in the throat with all of these. Because it's not like I'm giving you BS. It's not like I'm here selling you wolf tickets, saying woulda, coulda. We may enjoin and you can be lucky. No, it's very simple. It's a system. If you understand that system, you will have success. You will have the ability to grow your business. If that's what you're about. If you want to look successful and not do it, hey, cool. Stay where you at. Keep posting. Keep posting pictures of photo shoots and doing all that stuff that looks dope. Meanwhile, you're struggling to make ends meet. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Roger asks, do you create video for each piece of the buying process? Great question. Great question. I like that question. I've always stated that video production and photography is the only time it's okay to get high on your own supply, which means how can I sell a client on the importance of having content when I don't have content? How can I sell them? I can create content and get them halfway through it and punch them in the throat and say, it got you here, didn't it? Why wouldn't it get your client here? You here. It worked on you, didn't it? Why wouldn't it work on your client? Absolutely. Absolutely. We're always creating content for every part of the buying process. But it don't matter if you're creating it, if you can't rank it, if you can't get it in front of people that's asking questions, if you don't know how to find out what questions people are asking, none of that matters. None of that matters if you don't know how to rank it. If you don't know how to get it in search engines or get it places people look. That's why for wedding photographers, the Knot is so important, right? Because people search for things that the Knot, the company The Knot, is smart enough to research and get articles and things in front of those people to funnel those people back to people like yourself that's willing to pay to be in front of that audience. I'm teaching you how to cut out the middleman. Companies like Thumbtack and Bark, they're smart enough to answer individual questions in each industry to pull them into their funnel to get them in front of people like yourself that pay to have access to that client base. I'm teaching you how to go around that. I'm teaching you how to cut out the middleman and put your business up front so when the questions are being asked, your business is the go-to business, and you're not paying for leads in a crowded space of people who don't know how to go get customers. It's cheaper. It's easier to go and be in front of the right people. It's organic. And you can pay to do it. But it's a lot cheaper when you understand the business than to compete on a busy service like the Knot, Thumbtack, or Bark. It can be done. You can make it that way. And if you don't have a website, you don't have your niche, that's a way to go. But once you get your stuff together and you understand whose problem you solve, it's a whole lot cheaper to reach them earlier in the buying process. It's just so many people don't understand this system because they don't take the time to crack open a business book and learn about this stuff. They don't take the time to join a group, join a mastermind group, or be a part of a community that discuss these things. Therefore, they are spending $70, $80, $150 a lead for a client that only want to spend $400 a video instead of spending $2 a lead for a client that want to spend $20,000 a video. Look at all this camera gear. It's expensive for a reason. People are making money with it. It's $100,000 cameras for a reason. Because people got 10 of them on set. They're making money with them. It ain't just the movie industry. Those who strive in this, who strive and make it in this business, in this industry, make good money doing it. They make a lot of good money doing it. That's why they can afford $18,000 lenses and $18,000 red cameras. And you look at them like, how are y'all spending this on cameras? Because they're making it back per shoot times 10. Because they understand the complete business and you just understand the artistry of it. You don't know what you don't know. And you're not going to know it if you keep doing what you did last week. I can't make it any easier for you. When you're ready, we here. So I'm going to ask you one last question. And it's the question I like to ask you guys every week. Every business, Every single company around you need content. They need it every day for 5 different platforms. That don't even include their website. That don't include internal reasons, communication videos, training videos. They need this content. The question I want you to ask yourself today, I want you to stop. I want you to look in the mirror. I want you to cut on your cell phone and put it in portrait mode and look at yourself and ask yourself, why aren't they hiring you? Legitimate question. You're driving past money every day. There are companies wherever you are. There are businesses. Why aren't they hiring you? Now, when you're ready to answer that question, come on, join Flash Film Academy. Because I'm going to answer that question. See y'all Wednesday. We're going to go live a little bit for our accountability meeting with our gold members to give you a taste of what that's like. Wednesday, 6 o'clock Central Standard. I will see you there. Like, share, subscribe. Hit that like button. If you're watching, hit that like button. If you're watching this video, you made it to the end, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, I'm going to ask that you subscribe. And go and post this video in your favorite Facebook group, and your favorite Reddit post. Go post this video on Discord and your group of videographers or photographers that swear they're doing it. I challenge you. Go post this video. I would love to see what they say about it. All right. I'll see y'all in the next video.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.